In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.
We arrive today, after a two-week fast, at the feast of the holy and glorious apostles, Peter and Paul. We break the fast with the reception of the Holy Eucharist at this divine liturgy of the feast. On this day the Church sings, let us honor with spiritual songs the true preachers of godliness, the most radiant stars of Christ, Peter, the rock of faith, and Paul, the true preacher and friend of Christ. These two planted the word of faith in the hearts of the faithful. Note that we call them not just the stars of the Church, but the stars of Christ. These are the rock stars of Christ and of His holy Church. The world has its stars, the Church and our Lord has His own. These stars are not merely posers, but indeed teachers of the truth and grace of the living God. St. Peter makes for us the inspired confession when he says, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Paul tells us, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. All that we need to know right there. What is striking about Saints Peter and Paul is how very different they are from one another. Saint Peter, the fisherman of the working class, as we might say today, or a small businessman, having his own boat and equipment, a rough and ready outdoorsman, enthusiastic personality, impetuous, quick to react with outbursts of excitement and declaration, as when he told Christ that no matter what, he would never betray him. And likewise, quick to repent and stand faithful again after he did betray the Lord. He was a natural leader and indeed the leader of the apostles. Now, we don't load upon him all the claims that the Roman Church lays on him, but still he is greatly honored and properly venerated. St. Paul, the intellectual, the Jewish scholar, a scholar of the law of God, who studied under one of the great teachers of his day, with his knowledge and zeal for the true faith of Judaism, he defended that faith and traveled around organizing persecution and suppression of the new faith of the Christians. From Paul, who was originally then called Saul, Christianity for him was a Jewish heresy, a false teaching. What Peter and Paul did indeed have in common was their faithfulness to God, each in their own place in life, and their shared longing for the Messiah to come, for the Messiah, He who would raise Israel from its misery. Each would believe that the Messiah had come in their lifetime in the person of Jesus Christ, that He was the one for whom they in Israel had waited. St. Peter would encounter the Lord in a very ordinary way on the banks of the Sea of Galilee. He was fishing on his boat with Andrew, his brother, not far from the shore, close enough where Jesus called to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And in that single moment, Peter left his work and followed Christ. Such was St. Peter. St. Paul needed a bit stronger persuasion. We can read about it in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, the famous road to Damascus conversion. This was after the Lord's death and resurrection and ascension. As Saul, he was said to be breathing out threats and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Breathing out threats and slaughter. And he received a commission from the high priest in Jerusalem to go and round up the Christians in Damascus and bring them back to Jerusalem for trial. As he approached Damascus, he was suddenly surrounded by a heavenly light and fell to the ground. And he heard a voice, which others witnessed the voice but did not see anything. Others heard the voice as well. A voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." Here is an extraordinary statement which we should note. The Lord Jesus completely identifies himself with his disciples, with his church. Saul persecuting Christians is persecuting the Lord himself. Christ and the body of Christ, perfectly one, united. So Saul is blinded from that encounter. He asks Christ what he wants him to do. The Lord tells him to go to Damascus and wait. And he waits blinded there for 3 days. And the Lord sends a disciple, Ananias, to instruct and baptize Paul. And all on both sides were totally amazed with this transformation, both the Jews and the Christians, at Saul's miraculous conversion. The destroyer of them which called on the name of Jesus became his preacher, became his defender, became his champion. And all the amateur psychoanalysis in the world can't explain the life-altering fact of St. Paul's vision, encounter, change of life on the road to Damascus. No one could ever convince him otherwise that he did not meet Jesus Christ risen on the road to Damascus. And that fact of encounter drove him for the rest of his life and the rest of his work for God. As a result, immediately the Jews tried to kill him. And he had to flee. He had to flee back to Jerusalem. That's when he was lowered down the wall in a basket, as he mentions in this morning's epistle from 2 Corinthians. But ever the scholar, St. Paul would then go off and study. He would go off and study the question of the Messiah in the law, at least by one account, for 3 years. In another place, he mentions 14 years, but that may have referred simply to his continual studies. St. Paul became then by far the most influential epistle writer in the New Testament canon. After the Lord himself, he has the greatest impact on the faith through his writings. Unfortunately, it is his words that have been the most often confused and twisted by heretics down even to the present day. The two great stars of Christ, very different men, but who shared the love of Christ, who himself encountered each of them uniquely. And so it is, brothers and sisters, with you and I, and each of us in the church, in the body of Christ. A true diversity. Each one unique, each with his own story and background, some more dramatic than others, all united through that diversity by the love of Jesus Christ. By his love for us and by our love for him. Far from the cookie cutter clones that the world would make us out to be. Each distinct and different, as were Saints Peter and Paul. But drawn together in this unity in the body of Christ, which, as our Lord told Paul, is the very life of Christ himself in his church. May we ask the holy prayers of these great ones, these great stars of Christ today. May we rejoice in this feast that we have prepared for with a fast. And may we ask that through the prayers of the holy glorious apostles Peter and Paul, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Joyous feast day.
Glory to Jesus.